Coleman.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Regarding your call on Bennett Williams, I thought you should know it's through a very curious route. Gene Dixon had seen Rose and said that Bennett Williams was writing me a letter, and I got it this morning, just a warm note thanking me for my
support of the Redskins.
Part of the Redskins, and wishing me very warmly a very happy and successful new year and all that sort of thing. The point of the matter is that he of course can read election returns pretty well.
Damn right.
But my point is, and he also knows he's got clients.
Yeah.
So I think you're having this talk with him fairly soon is important.
I'll sure as hell do it.
Do it, and but just for the purpose of listening, being very tough on the Post.
Go.
Very tough on the Watergate thing. Just say, you know what I mean, look, we understand all these things, and you know damn well there's a lot of things going on both sides here, so forth and so on. Now, why don't we have a little ear of cooperation, because if we're going to play this way, Ed, there's nobody that can play it better than the president.
Well, that's interesting that that note came to you, because shows you that he's really playing it hard. He called here, and I wasn't available. I was with you, and so he said to my gal that he said I'd like to see Chuck and I'd like to visit with him. He said I also want him to be sure to help me get a note to the president. So my gal just said we'll send it over. But you see, he said he called back yesterday. He was in New York. His office called back and said he'd very much like to come and visit with me. So he's sucking around very hard. The only thing I don't want to do is encourage him at all, because in terms of cooperating with the Post, because
no, not one inch.
No.
There, that's a matter of honor. But the point, and just that, but I think that there are other items that he may be interested in. Look, after all, he knows we can be after him on his taxes and a lot of other things. He has interest in the Redskins, and he doesn't want to be in the outside. With the Post, I just put a cold turkey. We understand you represent the Post, and that you probably aren't very proud of it sometimes. This is, we all have our clients that are somewhat difficult. You get my point?
Yep. No, I do.
I'd lay it out, but I'd leave it at that. So the Post. But on the other hand, I'm thinking of a bigger fish. I'm thinking of the Watergate.
Oh, yeah. Well, see? in terms of that, I would certainly tell a guy that we could see that he wasn't put on the complete. I mean,
we representing the Post doesn't bother me a bit. But when the guy gets into the political thing,
mm-hmm.
and gets his personal attacks
takes,
and all the rest,
takes the lead in an unpaid, it was a volunteer, gratuitous attempt to embarrass the administration,
right,
and the president.
Embarrass the president. That's right.
That's
just say the president has known him for many years, going back to McCarthy days, which is true. He represented McCarthy,
mm-hmm.
had great respect for him, and frankly was rather hurt by the fact that he didn't want to hurt by the Watergate, but he just wondered what the hell Williams is up to.
Enormously able lawyer.
See?
He is.
I know he is, but just say that he was sort of rather puzzled. Put it, not hurt, but he's rather puzzled as to, I said, Williams, I can't believe he'd have any part of such a thing.
Mm.
He could represent a client.
Mm.
That's one thing. But on the other hand, he's not to do other things. Okay, you see him, okay?
I'll take care of it. Yes, sir, Mr. President.